If you are not conscious, you will become confused and depressed over a period of time. If you are conscious, this is the greatest possibility. Life becomes absolutely spectacular.
For a better experience, please use headphones.
Once you go beyond compulsive, cyclical nature of life, life becomes spectacular. Life has always been spectacular. You make it mundane by processing it through a mundane mind. This is your choice. You can keep your mind mundane or you can make it magical, because no limits have been fixed for your mind. No particular form has been given to your mind. No particular form has been given to this life. This is the privilege of being human, that nature has not drawn lines for you as it has drawn lines for every other creature. For every other creature, nature has drawn two lines, they have to live and die within that. But once you come as a human being, these lines are gone. This is why being conscious is most important. Once these lines are gone, if you are not conscious, you will become confused and depressed over a period of time. If you're conscious, this is the greatest possibility. Life becomes absolutely spectacular. May you know the spectacular nature of being human, being alive on this planet now at this time. Happiness starts with you, not with your relationships, job or money. Do not misunderstand your transactions for inner experience. If you learn how not to mess with your mind, you will be happy every moment of your life. Happiness and joy is not something that you seek in the world. It should be a constant ambience of who you are. If you create an ambience of happiness every moment of your life, your body will work at its best. There is medical evidence for this. And you know, your mind will work at its best. Believe me, if you remain happy for 24 hours without a moment of anger, anxiety, fear or distress or frustration, if you remain happy for 24 hours at a stretch, by tomorrow morning you will see tremendous changes in the way you are. Your ability to use your mind could almost double in 24 hours' time. That's all you need to do. Just keep this pleasant. Everything will happen wonderfully within this. When everything happens wonderfully within this, you will also do wonderful things in the world. May you know the freedom of being happy. How does freedom and happiness connect? Well, only if you're happy you can be free. Otherwise, you will be ruled by a variety of compulsions. You may call it a job, you may call it a relationship, you may call it economic benefit. Please look at this carefully. These are all different expressions of your compulsive needs.
Love is not an instrument of convenience. It is a process of self-annihilation. Are you ready in some way to fall apart? You know, falling in love, it means something of you should fall. So, we need to understand this. If something larger than yourself need to happen to you, what you have made yourself to be, that is your creation, should fall apart. Only then something of the Creator's creation will touch you. To be in love means just that, that it is not about your thought and emotion. A dimension beyond you has become a part of you. If it matures, it becomes devotion. If it further matures, it leads to disillusion. So, may you be blessed with this possibility that something beyond you happens to you.
Life is a fabulous phenomenon for one who knows how to ride it, one who knows how to ride a wave. You can see how fantastic and fabulous it is. One who does not learn how to ride it will get crushed by it, threatened by it.
a really good wave rider, his dream would be a tsunami. What everybody thinks is great danger, he would like to ride that. So it is just a question of skill and competence. This is what spiritual sadhana is about. Spirituality is not a disability, it's a tremendous empowerment. If you do the right amount of work with yourself, you can ride any wave of life, in whichever form it comes. It is my wish and my blessing, every one of you should become wave riders. Whatever life throws at you, you should be able to ride it and know the joy of living, because this is a limited amount of time. Who you are is entirely your making, so at least the way you are should be to your liking. If you're not even to your liking, why should the rest of the world suffer you? This one thing you must do, this is a fundamental responsibility, and this is something that you deserve, that you must be to your liking. That means, at least when you're alone, you are well. When we deal with the world, there are many challenges. But at least when you're alone, you must be a wonderful happening. This is something you must do. This is what spiritual process means, that you made yourself to your own liking. Well, some people will like you, some people will not like you. But if you're not to your liking, then what is the point? This is what karma means, that your life is your making. Make it happen that your life is pleasant in experience to yourself. Once that happens, you will see in some way you will be to everybody's liking. There'll always be some people who dislike everything. It's all right, it's their freedom to do that. But the most important thing is that you're happening the way you want yourself to be. Let's make it happen. Inner engineering, I'm telling you. You must engineer yourself the way you want, otherwise what's the point of living here?
Tomorrow never happened to anybody, but the idea of tomorrow has robbed people, a huge mass of people, of their life, just the idea. Nobody ever touched a tomorrow in their life, nobody ever experienced one. Nobody ever saw one. Just the idea completely robs people of everything that could be life. What shall we do for tomorrow's darshan? Tomorrow when I come to darshan, I'll bring an umbrella. Darshan means to behold. You can only behold now. You can never behold tomorrow. Not because it's out of reach, because it doesn't exist. You can only imagine tomorrow. You will never behold tomorrow. Never ever. But still, for most human beings, it is this idea, an idea whose time will never come. It is that idea which drives most people's lives, unfortunately. Even if you drive your life with an idea, even if you drive your life with an idea, you must drive with an idea whose time may come sometime. But this is an idea whose time will never come, but it still drives people. It still drives most lives on the planet. That is why most lives on this planet are not lives, they're just bunch of thoughts, emotions, ideas, prejudices. Most lives are not a reality, they're just a psychological… they're just a psychological existence. They're just a dream, because reality happens now, reality happens here. In your mind, only a dream can happen. And life and death will happen today. Dream is about tomorrow. It's better to dream of something that'll come true. Tomorrow is a dream that'll never come true. So, what you refer to as spiritual process, it's about knowing life. You can know life only today. You can know life only now. This is the moment. I'm not trying to give you a teaching. When I said, this is the moment, all Sadhguru said, this is the moment. It's not about that. This moment is not an idea, it is the only reality. This moment is not a teaching, it is the only living thing. It is the only living thing in the existence is right now, nothing else. So, don't try to understand it, don't try to digest it, you just have to behold it in all its entirety. Start with the rain. Good way to begin.